Okay, Terry, we're good to go.
All right.
Okay, it's Wednesday, June 21, 2023, Fort Sizewell Commission meeting. Everybody appears to be present except Commissioner Buchwald, and I know for a fact he's in Portland this week, so... public comment. Would you like to say anything, please? Come on.
I want you to be here.
You've enjoyed your time that Rob's been on the commission.
Yeah. I have, actually. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's Wednesday nights away, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll be missed.
Well, we'll miss him, too. So.
Yes, we will.
That being said, we have no public comments. Approval of the agenda by consent. Any issues with the agenda?
Nope.
Hearing none, it's approved. Approval of the minutes by consent.
Yep.
Everybody get a chance to read the minutes?
Yep.
Look good.
Fine by me.
Item number three, I'm going to turn over to manager. Your name's spelled right there? I guess it is. Go ahead, Dave.
So checks printed in May were $82,456.04. Our occupancy was down 2%. From last year, and mortgage was down 6% from last year. On a better note, our MMA account interest rate went up to 4.05 from 3.75.
Good.
So we're doing really good there.
Wow.
Yeah. Boy, I'm glad we moved that money.
Yeah, that was a good choice.
But other than that, that's all I have.
Okay.
You know, I get confused, and I've been doing this for 10 years. When you tell me campground was down 2% from last year, is that just based on revenue?
Or occupancy, not revenue. We're doing better revenue-wise than we were last year.
Okay, so when we hear that 2% down, we're still making...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll see what happens by the end of this next month, but it looks like occupancy will... I mean, it's going to be right there compared to what it is last year, but we're definitely up revenue-wise compared to last year. And everything is now full hookup. We don't have any dry sites. Everything's complete full service.
So you get a higher
and everything.
Price.
And
plus the rate hike took effect?
Yeah, the rate hike took effect last month.
Any complaints?
Feedback?
No. I mean, we get a little bit.
Terry, do you remember... Ron and Donna Van Tool.
I do.
Viking Ready Mix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ron passed and Donna.
Yeah. Donna and her current husband are staying in our RV park tonight.
Oh, really?
Right here. Yeah.
That's interesting. Wonder where she's at now.
Down in Southern California somewhere in the retirement community.
I'm sure, yeah. Okay. Any questions for Dave, Craig?
Nope.
Good.
We're perking right along. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Now you get to have a public meeting. Whoa.
Okay, we have a budget fiscal. Is this what you're calling a public meeting?
A public comment. I think you have to have a public hearing. Technically, you have to open a public hearing.
If,
or
there,
comment.
Is, if there is public comment.
On the budget?
Yeah,
but we have an action item, right?
But it is an action item when we get to it. But
yeah.
I don't think there's anybody that has requested to speak.
No.
Nobody is online. So what you could do, Terry, is open the public hearing for the record.
Okay.
And then say there's nobody here for public comment and close it.
Okay. At this time, we're going to open public comment for fiscal year budget 23-24 for anybody with public comment on the budget that we have already... comprised, but we have not approved yet, correct?
Right. It hasn't been adopted.
Hasn't been adopted, thank you. That was the word I was looking for. Seeing no one with public comment, I'm going to close the public hearing and then ask for a reading of Resolution 621-23 by our manager.
Ooh.
I don't know that I can do that.
I think what I would like to do, if it's okay with you, Terry, I would like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 621-23, adopting fiscal year 23-24 budget, making the necessary appropriations, and levying the necessary taxes.
Do you have a
motion? That would be my motion.
I'll, It sounds like a good, I'll second that motion.
Motion's made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, let's call for a roll call vote. Commissioner Ward?
Yes.
Commissioner Salesi?
Yes.
Commissioner Meyer?
Absolutely, yes.
Commissioner Duman votes yes. Hearing that, the motion approving the adopting the budget passes.
Yep. We're good for another year.
Yeah. Boy, Rob's really learned from all those city regulars. I mean, they hold us to a tight structure as we're going through that.
We got too much process.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question. Do we need to adopt the tax rate? Or
that was levying the taxes.
This is in.
But we did that the last meeting, right?
But you have to have them. Yeah, his motion including levying the appropriate.
I think levying the taxes covered it.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, I just want to make sure we covered it.
Yeah, because but you are right. We have to approve the levying of tax.
But it's in this motion.
Yeah.
Last year we did it in two separate.
Oh, okay. I think you're probably. But this is the way Kelly put it together for us. So
works for us.
So Rob, since you're leaving. We decided to give you a plaque.
Look at that.
You got any wall space.
In appreciation to
good.
Your dedication and loyalty to the board
thank
here.
You.
I know I'm going to miss you. The staff's going to miss you.
I'm going to still be around.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to be chasing you down to take me crabbing.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to pay for consultation on land surveyor issues when we call you?
No.
Okay.
No, that'd never be the deal.
We're gonna have to put another budget item out there if we're gonna.
Did you see this? Port of Sayula presented to Rob Ward, shortest term commissioner ever served.
No, I think you were here
failed.
Two and a half years. Had to have been 2.5 years.
He just gets a 4-year term and he bails on us. Yeah.
This is.
He was.
This has been awesome.
Yeah.
If. I totally have enjoyed this.
It's the best elected position on the Oregon coast.
Well, this is as good as being on the fire board.
Yes. More fun.
Nobody ever complains about the fire board. Nobody ever complains about the port commission. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's not always been the case, but thank you for those kind words.
Yeah, but we've been keeping a pretty tight ship here, Terry.
I will say that I think you're going to find Dale is... going to fit in perfect with this group.
Yeah, he's such a hard guy to get along with.
And he just loves to fish.
Really?
Absolutely
loves
to fish. Yeah,
he's headed up to my old fishing ground, Campbell River.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So what he told me, that he's going to be up there during his swearing in, so he'll be on Zoom.
Okay.
So we
I should have told him next
meeting.
No, he's got a nice, 18 or 20 foot aluminum North River
he's
or something.
He's
going to
go through Seymour Narrows and go through the Whirlies in it.
Is our next, it's on the 17th.
Right? Uh-oh.
The 19th.
19th of July. have we been making preparations for the 4th of July? Is there anything?
We have. We've already started... putting stuff in the shop right now. They brought down the mortars. We haven't had our big meeting with the city and fire department. That's coming soon.
Same plan, though. Take a couple spots out on the point.
Yep.
Good.
Nice.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be out at Darling's on the 1st, though. So.
You got to come to the deck,
Rob,
and hang with us.
Well, Melissa got me two tickets.
We're going to have a group over.
We have the upper deck.
We'll have room for you.
You'll have to come down.
I'm cooking hamburgers.
Eat some food.
Drink. Bring your own.
It's pretty good. Not a lot of friends there.
We're not going anywhere. I have to judge a watermelon.
We're not going over the dock right now.
I have to judge a watermelon.
I'll be down there watching. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be front and center.
But we have one of the Scamp Club, which is those small trailers that are coming in here this weekend, so we'll be taken over by Scamps.
Scamps.
Well, they
like the pod looking things?
Yeah, but they're the older type, smaller ones, I guess. They're
the retro
Scamps, not the retro ones.
Not the teardrop. Are they similar to the old teardrops?
I'll have to come swing by and see what.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Are they just going to be on display in the yard, or they?
No, they'll be throughout the campground.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Huh, cool.
Because it's always, you know, we got so many people in here, it's always hard to get bigger groups all together in an area. And that's kind of what happened with the vintage trailers. We couldn't keep them together. We're so booked, that's during fishing season when they were doing that, so it's hard to get them spots even. So they're out at Hasita Beach RV Park now. I think last year is where they started going.
What's been going on with the fishing? So they opened it up for coho?
It's opened up for coho as of the 17th of June. It's 110,000 fish hatchery quota, and that'll run until September 1st, or if they fill the quota. And then September 1st, it'll open for one Chinook a day, and then a 25,000 fish non-selective, where you can keep wild coho also. The river...
That's in the ocean, though.
Yeah, that's in the ocean. As far as I know, the river will open up August 1st to two Chinook, one per day, two for the season, and then I believe September 15th through October 15th, it will open up to one wild coho, so you'll have an additional fish. One for the year.
Wow.
It seems like a lot of the rivers, except the Rogue, are either going to go to one or five.
But the Rogue's expecting a good return.
Are they?
I don't know. They're saying 2 and 20 for the Rogue still. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
So in the river, you could catch three fish?
Three fish total. Yep.
Wow.
I enjoy the ocean more than anything anymore.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Me too. I just wonder what that'll do.
Well, it hasn't
to our reservations.
Even when...
Well, last year
we didn't have fishing in the river. It didn't seem to affect us all that much. But
you know, are we doing like the picnic thing again?
We haven't talked about that yet.
But no, that's not a very good description. Picnic thing. No, something what we would do before COVID.
Yeah, we did it, and then COVID happened, and we haven't done it since. So.
It was a port appreciation night for our campers, I think. And Bill and Peggy did all the cooking for us. So.
Well, lying. Yeah, I can ask Peggy to do it.
I'll come down and help.
Yes. Yeah, I would be
good.
Yeah.
I can flip
hamburgers. When did we normally do that?
Seemed like it was right in September.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It was.
That'd be fun. Heck, the mayor ought to be able to come down and help.
I looked at our bank account, David. I think we can put on appreciation.
Maybe we can afford it.
Can afford a few hot dogs if you buy them right.
I tell you, the nice evenings we had this last week compared to what we have had, I was thinking, man, I sure wish we had that amphitheater set up like we used to.
That farmer's market has been...
Well, people are enjoying that.
I mean, there's been 200 to 300 people there.
Wow, that's awesome.
Every Tuesday.
Wow.
What's going on with the bulkhead?
Still haven't...
slowly decaying.
I mean, we're close.
Do I see a line item in the budget, in the budget, but something that says it's an income from the bulkhead or something?
No, we put $500,000
right
on that, just in case.
Because we have funds, we have some.
Just in case we have a matching portion of it.
But it says...
Hopefully we don't.
Oh, okay.
We're getting reimbursed for the first portion of it right now, but... It's been a nightmare. I mean, it's just taking time. We're going to get the money.
Just slow as molasses.
No doubt.
Who's the guy that's working?
Jack Aiken.
That's right. There's just a window, right?
Mm-hmm.
A time frame that we have to be in there.
Yep.
When is that?
It's November 15th to February 15th.
You think we'll be ready?
We're planning on it.
This year?
We're planning if we're going to be ready. And that's what we keep telling everybody.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we won't lose any structure out there.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting ready to also. They ought to be talking to you about hauling sand here pretty soon.
Yeah. I did talk to them. And it'll be right after the 4th of July, it seems like. Hopefully we're in the 7th or something like that.
And they know we want to build a bench out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Which contractor was selected for that, you know?
Billiter, it sounds like.
Oh, really?
Yep. They said, you've worked with them before. Well, us, they said, we've worked with them. I said, yeah, we have. So.
Yeah. Good. Well, Rob, I don't know if we can say thank you enough, but we've said thank you, and we sure appreciate your service.
Yeah. Well, you always have a friend in the city.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll miss you.
Yeah, stepping in. Yeah,
that worked. I miss being with you guys. This is a whole lot nicer than a city council meeting.
It's a little bit more informal.
You might say that.
Are we ending this meeting now, Terry?
Is there anything else you'd like to discuss?
No.
That being said, this meeting's over. Adjourned.
Okay.